Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Previously on Soundcheck, we heard from Michael Giacchino, the composer of the music for the TV show Lost. Now we turn to what might be the only TV recap band ever. The Brooklyn-based group, previously on Lost, started when friends Jeff Curtin and Adam Schatz had an idea. Write a new song after each broadcast of the series' fourth season. The result, called The Tale of Season 4 and The Oceanic 6, led to an EP on Season 5, which ends tonight, and a call from ABC. No, not a cease and desist order, asking them to produce tunes for the show's website. We'll talk to Jeff and Adam in a minute, but they're going to start us off with a live performance. The full band, previously on Lost, is here in our studio, and here is Lost in 2 minutes.
Crash into a land with a random band of friends demanding answers for the crazy things we've seen. A burden indeed, but a surgeon will lead. He's a crier, but inspires us to build our huts with speed. A smoky beast has made its feast of trees, suspenseful mysteries. But will we find a pregnant woman, two Koreans, failed musician, fugitive, a heavyweight, a former cripple on a mission, brother, sister, summon, grifter, torturer, and dog? But this is not a private party. Others work and steal our sons. Rescue boats are often tardy. Found the hatch with food and guns. And please.
Emma, I am the survivor source. Help has been keep pushing that button. I see it from the edge from the sky and poured off the polar bear threat.
The hatch is blasted up sky high. The others picked our three best guys. Jack is forced to operate upon the man we've got to hate. Charlie drowns, the freighter's found, but locks just to stop and wait. More vacation knows arrive. It's time to threaten all our lives. They come quite close, but the freighter explodes. The Oceanic Six go home, the island goes where no one knows. The Six will yearn to soon return. Dharma is our new employer, 30 years into the past. Keep in order, there is Sawyer. Mopping bathrooms, there is Jack. So
previously on Lost, Brooklyn-based group with Jeff Curtin and Adam Schatz providing lead vocals, Samir Gadri playing percussion, Chris Nolte the keys, Juan Pigzanski playing the guitar, and Ian Chang playing the drums. And needless to say, they are playing tonight at a Season 5 Lost finale party at the Bell House in Brooklyn in Gowanus. And joining me at the microphones are Adam and Jeff. Guys, thanks for clearing that up for us so eloquently in those 2 minutes.
Well, thank you for having us, and we felt it was sort of our responsibility to really sum up the show for people. They don't have that much time in the day, and So, you know, who has more than 2 minutes to really catch up on Lost?
Jeff, the idea of trying to catch up 5 years' worth of this mind-bending series in 2 minutes clearly is, you know, it's a joke, but each individual show is kind of a journey and stuff. What made you think you could do one show in a song?
Well, it was a cinch. I mean, you know, what we did with all of Season 4 is took, you know, one theme from every episode, turned it into a song, and told you everything you had to know to get ready for the next one. But, you know, with this, you know, what's really happened in the show besides a bunch of people are having an island fantasy adventure or dance party.
It's a luau of sorts, really.
It's just a giant party, and it can really be summed up in 2 minutes pretty simply.
I'm surprised no one did it before us, really. We've been waiting around and figured, well, we might as well just do it.
All right, now, Adam, just said that you pick a theme from each episode. You don't pick a musical theme. You're not actually quoting Michael Giacchino's music.
No, we would never. We would never. He's his own entity, and we would just, you know, love to sort of create our own niche in the Lost Empire.
Uh-huh.
So what we would do for season 4, when we started this whole adventure, we, we'd watch an episode, and we would write a song about it. And as the season progressed, we sort of developed a bit of a formula where we'd figure out one element of the show that was worth really putting into song, and that would sort of be the theme that would go across it. And sometimes it was a more broader theme, like how great Saeed looks when he's breaking necks and kissing ladies, or, you know, something a little more specific, like, you know, when Jack doesn't want to convey that there are assassins perched in the woods ready to pick off his friends. He winks. So the chorus to that, that's episode 2. It's when you can't just say what you think.
Just wink.
Just wink.
And then follow it one of these.
It almost writes itself.
It really does. It really does.
But it doesn't write itself. So what is the process?
Robots to write it for us, actually.
Mostly robots.
Yep. No, we get together, a few days after each episode airs, and we limit ourselves to one day per song. So we'll write and record the song in one day, and we'll get together at our, Brooklyn mansion and, just kind of coop up with a bunch of Casio keyboards and, we have an orchestra of sorts, but our instruments are, kazoos,
mm-hmm.
toy keyboards, Glocks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're able to cover most of the grounds with the vocals, keys, and percussion stuff, and then our cohort, Juan, covers the guitars and bass possibilities. And, over the course of a 13-hour day, with the assistance of, six typewriters and a lot of barbecue, we've come up with a song. And when we first started, we weren't sure how it was going to end up, if we were really going to be able to do it every time. But by the end, it was really, no matter what the process ended up being, the song was finished, and we were always really happy with it.
So are you guys still fans? I mean, there's been a lot of people saying, season 5.
Who said that?
No one.
No one said that.
You couldn't. How dare
no.
And yet, you guys have not written songs for all of season 5.
Oh, it's not our responsibility at this point. We did a full opus for season 4.
We picked season 5 episodes that were really recap worthy and, focused on them. There was, there were a few songs that called for more military call to arms ballads or sort of a more thuggish feel if it required. But, we basically go on the episodes. But season 5 is no less than season 4 in quality or...
No, it's different. It's different in build, which is the real reason is season 4, they sort of structured it where each episode they really did introduce some new ideas, new developments, which probably turned some viewers off because no questions were being answered in season mm-hmm. 4. And this season, they have started answering questions, but the themes of the season are much broader. They go across. The whole time travel idea spanned across the first 5 episodes to really sink in and sort of prepare people, which you need to do for an idea that dramatic when you're throwing this whole new thing into the mix. So it's great for the show, and I'm loving the show, but it's a lot harder to write the songs about, and it wouldn't serve the same purpose. The show didn't need us every episode this season.
But it did in season 4.
Well, I think...
It was crying out for Adam Schatz and Jeff Curtin and the rest of the band previously on Lost. Jeff, it's clear you guys are fans. I have some experience with Lost obsession. I have a 13-year-old daughter who is quite obsessed with the show.
Sure.
What is it about Lost that kind of drives this?
Well, Lost is the greatest sci-fi soap opera ever created. And, people really respond to that. There are people that... follow the more relationship-based elements and those kind of themes, and there are people that follow, J.J. is very fond of time travel. He's brought
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams. We never met him, but we feel like we're on a first-name basis at this point.
Or at least his initials.
Yeah.
I call him J.J.
Yeah, we're on a first two initials basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and so it's kind of the combination of factors that draw people to the show. That and, there's ninja break dancing Iraqi torturers, and you know, everyone loves a big ugly or a cuddly polar bear.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Sean from Brooklyn, writing on our website, leaves this comment. Believe it or not, there is another Lost Recap band called The Others.
Believe it. Believe it, it's true.
Yeah, we've been in touch with them, and, you know, there's room in the recap genre for expanding.
Is there room in the... Is the recap genre full when there's one recap band?
Well, it's just begun. I'm sure people said the same thing about the blues, but, you know, over time, it developed, and it grew into, you know, one of the most... you know, standby traditions in music. And I think in 100 years, people will be saying the same about television recapitulation rock. But we, you
or
know...
Or TV recap rock for short.
Yeah, sure. If you want to shorten it.
I do.
Well, then.
capping. We're just capping.
So what will you do after season 6 when there is no more Lost? I mean, what do you recap after that? I mean, if you're a recap band, are you tied specifically to this TV series?
Oh dear, no.
Many things recapped. I mean, we recaps what we sees and
we tell it how it was. We're going to recap the 2010 World Cup. We're going to make a proposition.
In South Africa?
Of course, yes. We're going to make a proposition to ESPN and, you know, say, listen, you need us to really take this coverage to the next level. If they say no, we'll go to ESPN2, and then we'll take it from there and see who... latches on. But there's a lot of things. I mean, our goal as a band, I think, is to really push the boundaries as to what can and can't be recapped.
All right. So World Cup 2010, let's say it's Italy against Argentina in the quarterfinals. Go.
Well, let's...
you know, just so-and-so makes a break down the field.
Oi, oi, oi. Yeah, no, this is going... Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
That's about where we start. We usually probably go through 2 hours of the worst lyrics, and then
you get to the good stuff.
And then we develop.
All right. Let's hear some of what you've developed. Is Hang In There also from season 4, or is this one of your season 5?
This is season 5. This is the final song we wrote for season 5, which really does prepare nicely for this finale when there's a lot of conflict and tension in the air as to what's going to go down between these different... groups of people on the island, everyone who sort of thinks they know what's best for the island.
So so this will be the last song, presumably, that you guys play tonight before the unveiling of the season finale?
Sure, yeah, and yeah, this one's one of the biggest mysteries of season 5 has been John Locke returning from the dead, pulling a Lazarus, and you know, at the end of this episode, he's found having... been hung or hung himself, and so that's why we gave the song the title Hang In There, because we know he's coming back to lead the others and harness the power of the island, but you know, we wanted to give him a little shout out.
There are millions of people who know exactly what you're talking about and millions more scratching their heads and saying, what is this guy on about? Let's hear the song. The band is called Previously on Lost, Brooklyn-based group led by Jeff Curtin and Adam Schatz, with whom we're speaking. They're performing tonight at the Bell House in Gowanus, Brooklyn. They'll go on around 7:30 and play until the season 5 finale of the show airs at 9. And here is one of their songs from this about-to-be-concluded season, Hang In There.
The war is gonna come. Review your maps and pack up all your hidden guns, 'cause your comrades have been croaking since the wheel's been spun. Everything will be okay if I can just get through to one. I went to see the Iraqi, but he was busy building houses and busy building his buff body. He told me I'd be welcome for some good, clean fun, or turn away and learn to say our island days are done. I found the doc, but he was on the clock. With no vacation days, he told me, go away, I'm sorry, Locke. Listen up, your dad says hi. Is that enough to get you onto the plane and into the sky? The war is gonna come. Review your maps and pack up all your hidden guns, 'cause your comrades have been croaking since the wheel's been spun.
Everything will be okay if I can just get through to one. Son and Kate have munchkin dates every night for all the time and can't afford to stay out late. Helen was the girl I loved and I survived her. My date today is more than just an orderly.
Much more than a driver.
Only a cut-faced coward covers up a crime. In a lonely room, the corpse will start to smell in time, but we'll be dressed up nice with shoes to sweeten a special flight to the best mango he's ever eaten. The war is gonna come. And pack up all your hidden guns. Buy up all the standby tickets and this place air run. Everything will be okay if I can just get through to one. The war is gonna come. Review your maps and pack up all your hidden guns, cause your comrades have been croaking since the wheel's been spun. I can just get through to one.
The band is Previously on Lost, live in our soundcheck studio, and once again, Adam Schatz and Jeff Curtin writing the songs and singing them as well, Samir Gadri playing percussion, Chris Nolte the keyboards, Juan Pigzanski playing the guitar and bass, Ian Chang the drums. And they'll be playing that song and a whole bunch of other Lost-derived songs tonight at the Bell House in Gowanus, Brooklyn, before the finale of Season 5. Guys, let me read you a comment left on our website from a listener who claims his name is Ben from Providence. It was casually tossed out that Lost is the greatest sci-fi soap opera ever. I'm sorry, it's no Twin Peaks. And in very rapid succession, Jeff in New York writes, "Recap Twin Peaks, please." So your assignment, if you choose to accept it.
We've gotten assignments before. We played in Boston, and we got sort of a secret admirer note that challenged us to recap Heroes. And we ignored it because we had to keep working on the Lost music. But I think Twin Peaks would be...
Is it recap worthy?
For sure.
The first six episodes, for sure.
Yeah, any show that you can, sit down and watch and deprive yourself of sleep because of your obsession with it is certainly recap worthy, you know.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys seen the finale yet?
We can honestly say no, we have not.
But you have seen other episodes early, right? I mean, ABC has...
We got lucky enough to be reached out to by ABC from a department, from their marketing department. They have a online program called Lost Untangled, where they comically recap the episodes using action figures, naturally. And they thought it would be great for the finale if they would have it be a musical. And so they contacted us. We were more than happy to oblige and went back and forth. And they definitely did send us some preview episodes to prepare.
Is it true that you guys are now writing, Jeff, you're writing some music for the website?
Well, you know, as part of this humorous marketing campaign that, you know, the show's embraced, you know, this Lost Untangled series is, it goes up online and they're doing promos for it on TV, but they wanted to make the season finale of the, you know, action figure drama into a mini musical. So we're going to be, you know, scoring that by doing what we do, writing a recap of the finale, and then shooting a little video for it that'll go up online a couple weeks later.
So you invent Recap Rock, and a year later, Recap Rock sells out.
That's the, not sells out, succeeds.
Okay.
Recap Rock doesn't work unless you write for the show.
The show is Lost. The band is previously on Lost, and it'll be interesting to hear what you guys do with the World Cup in 2010 recap. But for the moment, it's music from Lost. A little bit of it in the background. Adam, Jeff, to you and the rest of the band, thanks very much. Enjoy the show tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And still to come, from intelligent dance music to Mexican dance beats, it's our Picks of the Week. Tomorrow on the show, the Guarneri Quartet takes its final bow, ending a nearly five-decade career. We'll see who's waiting in the wings to be the next great string quartet. Tomorrow on Soundcheck.